This week, the Texas energy company Luminant announced it would lay off 500 workers and close two coal-burning power plants because it couldn't afford to comply with new EPA air pollution regulations. Reactions to the news depended on political points of view. Anti-EPA factions blamed the government regulations for killing jobs at a time when jobs are precious. Environmentalists saw this as a victory in that obsolete coal-burning power plants will go the way of the dinosaur and give way to cleaner energy providers. Lance Brown is the executive director of the Pro-Business Partnership for Affordable Clean Energy. He faults the EPA for the Luminant layoffs.
Well, David, I represent a group of businesses and consumers that really feels like national energy policy has become disconnected from reality. And I think that's what we're seeing in Texas. You know, we've heard time and time again from the administration and from the EPA that regulations are going to create jobs. We're seeing exactly the opposite in Texas, where we're not only idling generation capacity, but we're also seeing 500 families who are going to lose their jobs.
And you're saying that the EPA and their regulations that are trying to deal with emissions from these coal-burning power plants is going to cost jobs, and it's not worth trying to clean up these plants.
Well, what we're seeing is a lineup of EPA regulations. In this case, we're talking about the cross-state air pollution rule. But right on the heels of that is something on utility MAC. You also have boiler MAC rules. You have ozone rules that were just delayed a few weeks ago by the administration. So it's not one particular rule. In this case, it is the cross-state air pollution rule. But the net effect of all of these regulations is going to be what we refer to as an economic train wreck for America that weakens our electric reliability, costs consumers more, and in this case is going to cost several Texans their jobs.
When a power plant is you know, burning coal and there are emissions and they go downwind, there is a cost. They're not just putting these regulations on companies just, you know, because they want to mess with companies. I mean, they have a motivation behind it. And but you're saying it's out of balance?
What we're saying is that cleaning the air and helping the environment is always a laudable goal. But the problem with regulations as they're being proposed today is really the timeline. You know, there's no doubt from those in the utility sector that every coal-fired plant in the next 10 to 15 years is going to have the maximum environmental controls. And if you look today, a large majority of our coal-fired plants have great environmental controls. So what we're talking about is the timeline. When you impose 2 and 3 year time periods on utilities, you're going to see some pretty knee-jerk reactions. And in this case, it means immediately idling some plants and laying off a lot of workers. So our problem with the way that EPA has approached this is it's not let the marketplace really dictate the availability of technology and what we would consider the normal course of environmental regulation. You're seeing EPA have more aggressive timelines, and in some cases, those are just not realistic.
There are critics who are saying that Luminant is playing the victim, that they're blaming the EPA for these regulations and shutting down these plants when these are older plants and they need to be shut down because Luminant has not managed them well.
Yeah, we understand that criticism, and if it was just Luminant, that might ring true. But there are other utilities across the country that are facing the same thing. If you look at what American Electric Power is proposing in the Midwest, it's really the same story. You're seeing, yeah, there might have been plans to shut down these coal-fired plants over a 5, 10, 15-year period, but that pace has accelerated because of EPA rulemaking. So, and really, when it comes to consumers, that's not the best case. When this works best is when companies have the time to allow technology to work its course and to not have to do things like shut down plants on very short notice. We feel like that's in the best interest of consumers, is to really have a well-thought-out process that allows companies the time to make these kind of changes.
But there are other power plants in Texas, coal-burning power plant companies, and they're not taking these severe actions by mothballing their plants. They're able to deal with these EPA regulations.
You know, every utility system is different, and if you look at Luminant or you look at other providers in Texas or if you look at providers across the Southeast, every utility is different, and they have different portfolios. You have some utilities with more natural gas. You have some with more coal-fired capacity. You have some with more nuclear. And so every utility is going to act differently. In this case, I think we're seeing that Luminant is going to immediately close coal-fired capacity because that's the easiest way to comply with EPA's rules. Unfortunately, it's having bad consequences for their workforce.
Lance Brown is the executive director of the Partnership for Affordable Clean Energy. Their website is energyfairness.org.